a hero's welcome for the Turkish Prime Minister in Istanbul, after he stormed out of the debate at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Turkey is proud of you, the world is proud of you, a crowd that numbered 5,000 chanted while the Prime Minister's plane was landing.
You have killed people.
This was the scene just hours earlier as Erdogan reacted angrily when refused a chance to respond to Israeli President Shimon Peres's defense of the operation in Gaza. Erdogan defended his actions to reporters as he stepped off the plane.
Sadece ben Türkiye Cumhuriyeti'nin
I only know that I have to protect the honor of Turkey people.
The military immediately reacted with a warning to the government not to get ahead of themselves by issuing a statement that read, "It's fundamental to act according to national interests regarding bilateral military relations." The Friday newspapers carried headlines that read, "The spirit of Davos is dead." This paper playing on Erdogan's working class route, and with local elections only 8 weeks away, the emotional outburst, or as most Turks see it, a courageous outburst in Davos, could aid his party in the polls. Public anger has been huge over the war here.
Ben MHP'liyim. Yani burada partinin bir önemi yok. Bu vatan evladı.
I am not an AK party supporter, but I watched his speech on TV. He did what no one has done for 100 years.
But will it be good for Turkey's economy? IMF talks didn't go well in Davos.
Ve maliye politikasında büyük bir belirsizlik var çünkü
there is huge uncertainty in financial politics, and Turkey's economic structure depends on reaching an agreement with the IMF. But for now, this ongoing process is unknown. I personally believe there will be an agreement, but what the contents are, we still don't know. Therefore, we can't make predictions on macro and budgetary requirements.
The question now is whether this bold and heroic stance against Israel on the world stage will translate into effective foreign policy. And will the upcoming polls reflect a popular support for an Islamic-rooted leader, or punish him for taking risky actions during tough economic times? Jody Sobral, Press TV, Istanbul.